Sometimes the right message can be wrong if given in the wrong context.
No, it's confusing, doesn't it? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense what I'm saying. What I'm getting at is that on our websites, we have to convey a lot of information, okay? And a lot of messages that we need to communicate to users. But sometimes we can have to communicate an important piece of information that is very useful, but if we communicate it at the wrong time, we cause confusion. A classic example of this is things like error messages and stuff like that. The feedback we give and how we give the feedback and where the error message appears and all of that kind of stuff have this very important effect. I'll give you a real world example that happened to me recently. So I have a car that I've had for probably 6 or 8 months now, and I'm not really a car person. I don't know a lot about cars. If it's got an iPhone jack, I'm kind of happy. I don't care about things like engines and stuff like that. If it gets from A to B, that's good enough for me. So I was driving along in my car and there was this beep. So I looked down at my dashboard and there was this little snowflake shape highlighted red on my dashboard. And I thought, oh crap, you know, what's wrong? What's happened? You know, is there something wrong with my engine? Is it too cold? What's the problem? So I actually ended up, I was so worried about this, drove on for a little while and it didn't go away. And I thought, oh, does this mean my engine's going to seize up or, you know, something really wrong? So I eventually pulled over and opened up my manual, looked in the manual to find out what this little sign meant. All it meant was, it's icy outside, be careful. It was actually nothing to do with the car itself. It was giving me feedback on the environment around me. But it wasn't in any way associated to the temperature gauge that is shown on the car. And so in some ways, you expect the interface of the car to be about the car itself and not about the surroundings. So the context was wrong and it confused me. And it confused me enough to make me stop and check to see if something had gone wrong. And I think we can do that sometimes on websites, that we can provide the right feedback at the wrong time and just cause confusion. So be very careful about the messaging on your sites and make sure that you're giving the right feedback within the right context. So there we go. That I think is going to wrap me up for my audio booze for the rest of this week. There's quite a bit of business that I need to sort out till the end of the week. And so I've stopped the podcast. So I think it's probably time to stop the audio booze until after Christmas too. I hope you all have a really great Christmas. And thank you for being involved with Boag World and adding such great content. If you've got tips or tricks that I ought to share in these audio booths, then drop me an email at paul@boagworld.com or just Twitter me at @boagworld, and I'll try and include them in future little booths in the new year. Have a happy new year and a good Christmas. Bye-bye.